Yahweh, we bow down and worship Yahweh. We bow down.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for everyone that's taken time, obeyed the instruction of the Lord to be in His house. You were chosen to come pray tonight, and I know that the Lord will grant us answered prayers in Jesus' name. Father, we are thankful for the opportunity granted us tonight to come before you. We receive clear direction and guidance from you to know what you want us to declare, what things you want us to put in place for the manifestations of your purpose, for the breakthroughs, O God, that you have ordained for us to have, and for the fruitfulness that you bring about in every aspect of our lives. We surrender ourselves to you in true humility, and we declare, Father, let your kingdom come and your will even now be done here in the earth, here in our physical bodies, here in this your church, as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord, for the glorious manifestations of your will in our families, in our businesses, in our relationships. Thank you, Lord, O God, that you're the God who is present in our past, present, and future, that you are doing all things to make certain that that which you have purposed is manifested perfectly in alignment with your will. In Jesus, our sovereign Lord's name, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Tonight we are going to pray about different things, but I am certain that you know already that a very important person in our world passed away yesterday. And yesterday, the 8th of September, became a new beginning. All of my life, I only knew a queen. But yesterday that changed. Now is the time of the king. Praise the Lord. May it be the time of the King of Kings in our lives. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Today, King Charles III addressed the United Kingdom and the rest of the world. And he was a different man. He was different from the King Charles or Prince Charles that we knew. Very different. We pray that that difference will continue, that he will be a great king for the people of the UK, and that the family will be kept together rather than shattered. Anyway, we pray for them. I heard something this, just reminded me about it again. I heard something this evening from the Lord out of nowhere. And the word was, there is a shaking coming. There's a shaking, a global shaking coming. The nations are about to be shaken. I know we've just gone through something But I heard it loud and clear, and I wanted to cast it out of my mind. But just a moment again, I heard it again. There's a shaking coming. What form it's going to take, I don't know. But there's a shaking coming. But this we have to take into place, that we are not of this world. We are from a different kingdom. If we follow the systems of this world, in our belief system, in our thinking, then we'll get shaken with the rest of the world. And it's time for us to begin to think differently, think as kingdom people, people of God, rather than placing our faith in the Babylonic system of the world. Babylon will fall, but the kingdom of God will rise. And we need to very deliberately start separating ourselves from the mindset of the world, by following the leading of the Holy Spirit. By following the leading of the Holy Spirit. By following the leading of the Holy Spirit. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. We are of God, little children, the Word of God says. You are of God, little children. We need to begin to see ourselves as not of this world. But of God. And when we start following the leading of the Holy Spirit, for many of us, it's going to be a new direction, a new way of living. But it's a living not based on sight, what you see in the natural, but the leading in the obedience of faith. God said to Abraham, leave your kindred, I am going to show you a place. There are things that are going to change in our lives. And for us to avoid it, I mean, avoid the shaking, we are going to have to be people of the kingdom. We don't have an option. You're either in or you're out. You're either in with God or you're going to be in with the world. And the thing about being in with the world is that it makes sense to the natural mind. And so when you are talking about the things of the Spirit, the Word of God says the things of the Spirit are spiritually discerned. It's foolishness to man. Which means that we're going to have to be a people who stubbornly are deaf to the loud noise of the world. Allow yourself to be called crazy and every other name. If you want to be a man pleaser, you're going to get shaken with the rest of the world. Now, this is not an easy place, but it's a place that we can trust God to take us through. Amen? It's a place that we can trust God to take us through. Maybe I'll spend some time on this. In the next services, maybe. Tonight is prayer night. But we don't have to pray multiple prayers to be in line. I'm thinking about a passage of scripture found in Galatians 3. And in thinking about this particular scripture found in Galatians 3, there's one point that ultimately we want to make and receive. It's addressing the issue of the blessing. It says here in Galatians 3, starting to read from verse 13, it says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. There's a curse attached to the law. By being made a curse for us, he became the curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Jesus took our place as the cursed one. Now we died with him. We were crucified with him. We died with him. But he, taking our place, removed the curse from us and placed it on himself vicariously. And he separated us from the curse by taking on the curse. That's interesting. Then it says, the reason he did that was that the blessing of Abraham, the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. I don't have time to go through what that blessing is, found in the book of Genesis. Maybe if I spend time on teaching on this next time, I'll spend more time on that because I want us to pray certain things. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. That the blessing of Abraham, whatever blessing God pronounced on Abraham, might come on the Gentiles through Christ. That the blessing will come upon the Gentiles through Christ. Wait a minute. Curses everyone that hangs on the tree. Jesus hung on the tree. Separated me from that curse so that the blessing can come to me that has been separated from the curse. But Abraham was before the law. Interesting. Let's leave that alone for a moment. Because those are very important details. But let's say this much. Even though Abraham was removed from the curse, remember that God is a God of the past, present, and future. Whatever it is that he was doing, he knew that Abraham was going to be part of the family that comes up with the law. There is something coming. So God, what does God do? He pronounces the blessing before the curse comes, so that Abraham and his children can be separated from the curse. The law is placed there to show man that it is not by his might nor by his power, but by the Spirit of God. That he cannot do the things of God in his power. And when we talk about God's leading, God led Abraham by his Spirit. And kept him in the midst, watch this, in the midst of the famines that came into the world, he and his children were separated and experienced the blessing, because the blessing supersedes the curse. We will be in the world, but we will be blessed in the midst of the crisis and the shakings coming into the world. That we might receive the promise, watch this, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Receive the promise of the Spirit, the Word of God, through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannul it. When a covenant is made even by man, nobody can disannul it or add thereto. Now, to Abraham, watch this statement here. Now to Abraham and his seed. To Abraham and his seed where the promise is made. It was made to Abraham. And to what? His seed. Seed. The promise is made to Abraham. It's made to his seed. So the promise that was given to Abraham is the same promise that is given to the seed. Ah. He said not to seeds. He said not to seeds, meaning the children of Abraham. Not to seeds, as of many, but as of one. And to thy seed, which is what? Christ. The promise is made to Abraham's seed, which is Christ. Wow. That's heavy. And to thy seed, which is Christ. Now that is what brought us in. Because when we receive Christ and we become one with Christ, we become the manifestation of Christ in the earth, and therefore the promise that God made to Abraham comes upon Christ, which comes upon you, for you are in Christ. You see it? What the Word of God says to us, for this month is that this is our month of breakthrough, manifestation, and fruitfulness. All of those three things are present in Christ. So our prayer is going to be about the breakthrough in our thinking to understand that I have been qualified supernaturally by God to experience the blessing that God ordained to be manifested in the life of Abraham, in the life of Christ, and in the life of me. But for that blessing to be manifested, Abraham had to separate himself from what he knew, from what was familiar, to go to that which was totally unfamiliar. And to thy seed, which is Christ. That includes Abraham's seeds, but it's all in the seed, Jesus Christ. 17 goes on. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before God in Christ, it was confirmed before God in Christ. Wow. Confirmed before God in Christ, the law which was 430 years after cannot disannul. Whatever else came after that promise of God, it cannot disannul it. That it should make the promise of non-effect. God gave a promise. He's honoring that promise. And nothing can disannul it or make it of non-effect. Our prayer tonight is going to be just that. Let that which you have promised not be nullified by the actions and activities of men. God, do in my life that which you have promised in Abraham, in Christ Jesus, and also in me, in Christ. Got that? We're going to take those, each point that I've stated, we're going to pray each one. That's a very specific declaration. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise. But God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore then severeth the law? It was added because of transgressions till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. The promise was made to the seed. It was made to Abraham. It was made to the seed. And guess what we are reading from the passage is that Jesus, the Christ, was present at the time of the declaration of the promise. That's thousands of years before he showed up physically. But the God of the future is the God of the now and is the God of the past. So when the promise was made, Jesus was there, standing for you and for me to make sure that we all come into that blessing. Wherefore then, severeth the law? It was added because of the transgressions till the seed should come to whom the promise was made, till he shows up physically. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. The Bible tells us that Jesus is our mediator. It was ordained by angels. It was affirmed in agreement. So the angels were witnesses of this covenant promise that was made. And as witnesses, they stand to say, that is not part of the system. That was not what was agreed on. This is the law. It cannot be annulled. Let's go further. Now, a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Now, what's that? A mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. So, Jesus, Lord God Almighty. If he's a mediator, he has to mediate between two parties. So what does God's word say? He says, God is doing the mediation in himself, Abraham in me, Christ in me, you in me, Jews in me, everybody in me. I'm making the mediation between myself and myself. In other words, I have all the rights to be angry with you, but I am mediating to make sure my anger is not released on you and there is peace. So in me, you have peace, not a curse. Is this making sense to somebody? I said, Pastor, what are you saying? I'm saying that there must be a manifestation. We've got to take the mask off. We've got to take the limits off of God. And understand God is not mad at me. God unleashed his anger on himself in Christ to release the blessing of himself on me. If anybody ends up in hell, it isn't God's fault. When God says there is a shaking coming, it's not because he wants to shake the world. The earth is groaning. It wants to be delivered from the limitations that have been on it because of us. It goes on in 21. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. Next verse. But the scripture had concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. Everything is under sin, but the promise is manifested in the lives of those that believe. Next statement. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. That faith which comes by hearing, and the hearing by the word of God. That faith which the word of God says to us, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, it is Christ that lives in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. So even that faith is given to me. God has given to us the measure of faith. Romans 12. So everything is God given. My responsibility, Accept it. Believe it. Believe what? God loves me. God qualifies me. God is on my side. God empowers me to walk in victory. Hallelujah. Let's wrap this up and then we'll begin to pray. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. When faith comes, we're no longer under a schoolmaster. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. You're all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. You all. While we were yet sinners, Christ died, the godly for the ungodly. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. None of us deserve what God has given to us. God made an executive decision. He says, just believe me. Just believe that I love you. So, just believe that I love you. Don't believe any other lie. Just believe that I love you. But what's happening in my life right now is not exciting. It doesn't sound like you love me. Just believe that I love you. No matter what's happening right now, just believe that I, God, loves you. I cannot lie. But why are things hard for me? Just believe that I love you. So, and so the chapter ends with these powerful words. In 27, 28, it says, for as many as of you as have been baptized into Christ, identified to Christ, have put on Christ like a garment. There's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither bond nor free, there's neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, if you belong to Christ because you believe in him, then are ye Abraham's seed. Ah! And to his seed, Christ. Oh, you mean, I don't know if you're ready for this, because this earth shattering right here, it's so heavily loaded that if you're not reading it and understanding the context of it, it will sound like heresy. It says, and if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed. But who is Abraham's seed? The Christ. What? What did he just say? It just said, on the sight of God, God sees you. Remember, Christ is the anointed one, the Messiah, the deliverer. It's saying the manifestation of you is just as authoritative as Jesus being here right now. What? Come on. You expect me to believe that? And that's what God says. Just believe it. Just believe that you're my representative on the earth. Just believe that you are one with me. Just believe that I, God, am building my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail over it, because you believe that I am the Christ, the servant, the Savior, the Son of the living God. And when you get that revelation, the gates of hell shall not prevail. What? You expect me to believe that? Yeah. And not just that, and heirs according to the promise. We are joint heirs with Christ. Oh, yeah, yeah. Who's an heir? An inheritor. Inheriting what? The promise. So our prayer point tonight is this: God, manifest your will, your word, your promise in me. Give me the spiritual, natural breakthrough that I need to be a manifestation of your word, of your will, of your purpose in the earth. He said it to us, let thy kingdom come, let your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. This is it. Ye are Abraham's seeds, not seeds, seed. Then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Then are ye Abraham's seed. Verse 16, but as of one unto thy seed, which is Christ. Then are ye Abraham's seed, which is Christ. Oh, my Lord. My natural mind cannot handle that. But the mind of the Spirit says, God, if that's what you say, amen to that. Whatever that means, just manifest it in me. But let me always remember that this is possible because of Him. Not my works. His grace, His mercy, His loving kindness, His will done in my life as it is in heaven. All right, let us see the points, and we're going to go after them one after the other. Is that all you've got? Okay, let's start there. Let's start with our first line or lines. God caused breakthroughs in our thinking to understand the life you have intended for us. I like that. We need that breakthrough. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind, so that you can prove that which is God's good, acceptable, and perfect will. God, cause a breakthrough in our thinking so that we understand the life you have intended for us, the Christ life. Pray. Father, we give you praise. Lord, we bow ourselves before you and we worship you, Yahweh. We hear your word. We're transformed by your word. Let our minds experience the breakthrough. May we become one with your word, one with your mind on the issues concerning your promises. Oh, Father, do it for us now. Transform us. In the mighty name of Jesus, let it now be unto us according to your word. We declare that we are renewed in the spirit of our minds by the workings of your grace. Like the man, O God, that you encountered at the feet of the Mount of Transfiguration, who said, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. We do the same now. We cry out, O God, to you, and we say, Lord, we believe, help thou our unbelief. Help us to bridge through every obstacle of the mind, every limitation of the mind. Help us to embrace your truth. We cry out for your help, that we may represent you well in the earth, manifesting your purpose. Grant us this breakthrough, Father. Breakthrough, Father. Manifest your will in us, that we may be fruitful men and women, subduing all things, dominating, establishing the purpose and the will of the kingdom, your kingdom in the earth. For the first time, in about 70 years, we have now a king. In the commonwealth, Lord, be the king in your commonwealth. Blessed be your holy name. Let there be harmony in your church, in the family. Oh God, in Jesus' name, let us keep our positions as royals in the kingdom, not brashly let go of that which you've chosen for us. We give you praise. Receive us, gracious Father. Make us a blessing. Amen and amen in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's go on to the next point. Let us pray that which God has promised us as individuals, as a church, not be nullified by the actions of men, that God will do what he has promised. His promise preceded any attack of the enemy. Just like the promise preceded the law. The promise was made to a Gentile man, a man that did not know God, but came across a relationship in hearing God. He came from a pagan family. A family that worshipped all kinds of stuff. From all of the Chaldees, God brings a man to know the only true God. May God, who brought Abraham to that place and spoke the word of promise into his life, also do the same thing for us. Let nothing that God has promised be nullified by anything, whether it be by man or by systems that God's grace catapult us into the life of destiny in Him. Pray. Thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord of God, that the actions of man, the actions of any creature, Lord of God, nothing shall nullify your promise. Honor your word. God who sees all things, you saw all things before you made the promise. So, Lord of God, in the name of Jesus, let your word supersede every infraction because of mercy, because of mercy, because of your everlasting word that will not lie. Oh, gracious Father, oh, gracious Father, oh, gracious Father, beyond our abilities, beyond our actions, Lord of God, let your word be manifested in our lives. We trust in you, Father. 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 And we thank you, Lord, O God, that because of the blessing, sickness and disease cannot stay. Because of the blessing, confusion cannot stay. Because of the blessing, Alzheimer's cannot stay. Because of the blessing, high blood pressure and diabetes and cancers and all manner of disease cannot stay. Because of the blessing, unfruitfulness and barrenness cannot stay. Lord of God, in Jesus' name, cause, O God, the barren land to begin to produce fruitfulness. Father, turn every situation around because of your presence, because of your promise that cannot be nullified. Your promise cannot be nullified. Your promise cannot be nullified. It was a covenant made in you. The promise was made in you, in yourself, by yourself, to yourself. So, Lord, O God, we give you praise that you're God that cannot lie. You will not lie to yourself. Therefore, nothing that you've promised will fail. Blessed be your holy name, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord, that the systems of men will not cause your word to fail. The traditions of men will not cause your word to fail. In the name of Jesus. Yes, we do know that the traditions of men try to make your word of none effect. But today we come into agreement with your word and we say, oh God, the traditions of men shall not make your word of none effect. Your word that came forth out of your mouth shall accomplish that which you sent it for. It shall not return back to you void. It shall accomplish purpose. Thank you, Lord, that we are a manifestation of your word. And therefore, Lord, there will be a manifestation, breakthroughs, manifestations, fruitfulness. In Jesus' name, we decree it so done. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Third thing we want to praise, Lord, do what you have promised in Abraham and Christ in my life. If you read through the book of Genesis, you will see the promises of God right there. Whatever it is that you made, those promises that you made to Abraham and to Christ, and by default, to me, and your body, let it now be made manifest. in my life. In Genesis 12:2, it says, "And I will make thee a great nation. I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great." Hallelujah. "And thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee." This is a promise. "Those that bless thee will be blessed. And curse him that cursed thee." Those that curse you, cursed. "And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." In thee. This is a promise God made to Abraham. Through you, the whole earth is going to be blessed. Hallelujah. Through Christ, the whole earth is blessed. And God now says the same thing to you and I. Through you, the whole earth is going to be blessed. In other words, my voice shall not be hindered, shall not be shut up. Hallelujah. What I say is going to release the blessing. When I speak, the blessing shall come forth. When you speak, the blessing shall go forth. People that bless you receive the blessing. Those that try to curse you, the curse returns to them. It will never rest upon you, because the curse cannot rest without reason. Hallelujah. The curse is not my portion. The blessing is. Amen? So let's pray that prayer. "Do in me, Lord, that which you've promised Abraham and Christ in my life. Do it. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, be deliberate today. Be deliberate today. We give you praise. Be deliberate today and bring to pass your promise to Abraham. Lord, we lay hold on that promise. Oh God, as Christ, we lay hold of that promise. For Lord, oh God, we are in Christ Jesus, and we have become the seed, just like Christ our Lord is the seed to whom the blessing was released. So now, in Christ and ones that belong to Christ, we lay hold on your promises, which are forever yes and in you, amen. Thank you, Father, that the blessing of Abraham is released into my life, into our life, into your church. You are the builder of your church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail over the church that you are building. You, O God, are doing a great work. We give you praise that you are building us up by grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Remember, we are the church. This is the building, but we are the church. And the word of God is very specific that he will build his church. That means me. That means you. And the gates of hell, the government of hell, shall not prevail over his church. That means me. That means you. We build the building. He builds the church. Praise God. He's building me an overcomer. I build this as one who is manifesting the beauty of his presence in a physical place. But he builds me. Amen? So we're going to declare, God, manifest your word, your will, your promise in me. The promise that the gates of hell shall not prevail over me, because I know that he is the Christ. And when I know that he is the Christ, I understand that I am the manifestation of the Christ, one who serves the Most High God. That makes sense? Praise God. Let me not go further into that, because that's going to keep us deeper. Let's pray. God, manifest your word. Manifest your will. Manifest your promise in me. One who has been built as your church, your ecclesia, your governing body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Lord, that I and your church, I and your people have been built up. We built up. We built up. We declare, oh God, that there be a manifestation of your promises, of your word, of your will in us and through us. This day, in the name of Jesus, let there be a manifestation of the awesomeness of your power. Lord, oh God, thank you, Father, that your word says, oh God, that when Jesus, our Lord, is lifted up, he will draw all men to himself. Let the net of your loving kindness draw men from the north, from the east, the west, the south, and bring them to an awareness of who they are in you. Lord, oh God, demonstrating through the power of your word, oh God, the integrity of your truth, living out a life, oh God, that honors you, and pulling down strongholds. In Jesus' name, every satanic agenda receives the judgment of God, even now. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that those things, oh God, that have confronted to cause the blessing not to flow in our lives, that they are receiving judgment now. Any barricade to the blessing this day is eradicated. The blessing impacts our lives and causes all things to flow in the fullness of the glory of the Most High God forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the opportunity he granted us to pray tonight. I thank God for every one of you that took time to come. Whether we'll talk about this again, I cannot tell. But if we do, you've had the opportunity to hear it the first time, and you hear it again in deeper details. I say that because many times Friday nights the Lord will lead me to, it's happened too many times now, what we prayed about on Sunday becomes a message on Sunday, or of prayed about on Friday becomes the message on Sunday, and in more detail, so to speak. So I don't know what God is going to say to us on Sunday, but I wait for his further instructions and guidance. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, thank God for every one of you that took time to be here tonight to pray. May God impact our lives sovereignly and do for us what only he can do. There was one more thing I'd like us to pray about before we are dismissed tonight. There are certain persons that I believe we need God to raise up in the body. You know, those who are in leadership know about one for sure, the executive assistant. If we believe God to raise up somebody that is going to help us coordinate a lot of things that we need coordinated. And the second is like the first, somebody to be raised up in this body that will help in community liaisoning. Somebody who liaison community, help us better be a community, whether it's through programming and whatever else, so that a sense of communion or community is established. Somebody takes on that kind of a role to help. I want you to join me today to pray for those two key things, because they are essential to the path that we need to tread. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, O God, that you are the one who searches out and gives giftings and abilities to your people. And Lord, O God, we ask you now, by the authority of grace, to release into this body executive assistants, people, O God, that will move in helping to build community, help to cause your people to connect in real ways. We ask, O God, for that anointing to rest in this body, that a passion to do so will begin to grow in the hearts of those, O God, that are called to do that, that the systems to accomplish that be put in place. So, Lord, O God, that the needs of your people are addressed and no one lacks anything, because all they need is being addressed in the community of saints that you've established by your love. Thank you, Lord, O God, that anything or anyone that will try to infringe on this particular aspect, wolves in sheep's clothing, be cut off, be separated, that the purity in heart and the vision of the Most High will be birthed in the hearts of those that serve in the community of your church. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, that it is so done. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, at this time, let us share together our offerings. If you've not honored God with your offering yet, you may do so at this point. And like to remind us again about the crusade coming up on the 15th. Interestingly enough, the great flood that has affected a great segment of the nation of Pakistan, the city that we are going to be ministering to, was not directly affected, but surrounding areas were affected. And I was talking to our coordinator there in Pakistan, see if we should change the date. He said, no reason to change the date. People are going to just be bussed in and get all the people we can get to the grounds for that particular meeting. So thank God for that. And well, the devil is a liar. He's trying to frustrate what God wants to do in that land. But God's will be done. There shall not be any limits to the lives that are going to be transformed, and trusting God to have the right word for them, whether it's 5 minutes long or 30 minutes long, whatever it is, let it be the right word that strikes the right note to cause this nation to receive the grace of God like never before. Amen. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, we are about 80% of what we need. I would say we should be about 8,000 at this point. So we just need 2,000 more, and we would have covered what we need to cover for this particular meeting. Amen? So just honor God with your givings, and let God direct you on how to give towards that. We have a lot of stuff, and God is opening so many doors for us. If I tell you what God is doing, it will not make any sense to you. To tell you the truth, it will not make any sense to you, because I can't believe it. Let me not say I can't believe it. I can believe it, but it is beyond natural reason. You know, these things don't happen. The nations and continents God is opening to us for television with voiceover, and how much we have to pay for it does not make any sense. It does not make, when I say it does not make any sense, I mean it does not make any sense. Because you cannot go buy even a dinner for what I have to pay. Hallelujah. That's all I can tell you. It doesn't make any sense, other than God is giving us breakthroughs. Incredible. I cannot explain the goodness of God. God has shown me it's not the amount of people. It's me. I'll make it happen. I should go that way. I'm still the God of the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. I said, God, help me. Merciful God, help me. Well, thank God for his faithfulness. God is good. Hallelujah. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday for a powerful time in the presence of God. Sunday morning and Sunday evening. And do not forget the Rosh Hashanah meetings coming up at the end of the month. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday is going to be our Bible study. That's going to be our first Bible study at the end of the month. Okay? And so want everybody to get rested and ready to do the work. Amen? God bless you. All right. You have a great night. Enjoy the goodness of God. Let me say hello to those on Zoom.